Day. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. We've got an interesting program lined up for you. In this hour, we're going to be talking to the publisher of AutoInform.com. We're going to the Motor City and get some inside news from him, from not only Paris Auto Show, but also about some of the business news that's been happening over the past week or so. A little later on in this hour, we'll be paying tribute to a gentleman who passed away recently. He is considered the dean of motorsports, Chris Economaki, and Bob Varsha, who is the voice of Formula One, as well as the Barrett Jackson auction on the Speed Channel, will be joining us. In hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be talking some products. We're going to be talking to the marketing manager of Fix-A-Flat as well as Slime. Also, Nate Sheldon, really good guy, the chairman-elect of SEMA for 2012, and the guy behind many companies, including Flowmaster, will be joining us. In hour number three, heard on many of these stations, we're also going to be talking to somebody we've never had on the broadcast before. She's a mechanic, and she's going to be telling us ways that we can save money at the pump. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Right now, joining us on the line is the publisher of AutoInform.com, Ken Zeno. Ken, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Doing just fine, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine as well, working with some new equipment here, so we're getting the bugs out, so to speak. But it's been a busy week or so in the automotive world. Certainly a lot of attention was over in Paris for the International Auto Show there. We saw a number of important unveils.
Well, I think the takeaway from Paris is there were more video screens in the cars than there are at your average Best Buy store. the real issue that is coming to a head is driver distraction and what all these panels are doing in the car and how do drivers actually feel about them. The research says that people as shoppers, and I think we can all relate to this, when you go out and buy a phone or any kind of electronic device, the device with the biggest number of features, the most features, wins.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that when you take it home and then you actually try and use some of this high-tech stuff, you mightn't be so happy. And in fact, in the consumer electronics business, 50% of the returned products have nothing wrong with them. It's just that people thought, well, this is great in the store. They get it home, and then they can't make it work, or they're not happy with how complex this is, which is a long way of saying what's going to happen with all these screens in cars. The automakers keep saying that people want this stuff. I would say, yes, as shoppers, they want this stuff. But then when you look at the customer satisfaction numbers of people who actually have them, it's turning out to be the biggest customer dissatisfier since the early emission controls had cars running so poorly in the late 70s.
That's a really interesting observation, Ken. You're right. Lots of people get psyched when they go into the dealership and see all the tremendous electronic capability that a lot of these vehicles possess. But the Sync system from Ford is an example, or even more so the upgraded version of it, which is called MyTouch. I mean, this is something that some people absolutely love, and other people get so frustrated with it that they want it disconnected at their local dealership because they just can't deal with it anymore.
Well, the original thinking at Ford was that if you have an iPhone-like device, you're going to want this in your car. And then they went to a complex system and added voice commands, And in the first version of my Ford Touch Sync, there were 400 voice commands, more than 400 voice commands, that you had to say the exact way to actually get it to do things. And that was just enraging people. And it enraged so many people. Ford, whose quality over the last couple of years was trending above industry average, in the last 2 years has plummeted to below industry average, basically single-handedly because of the electronics.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I would imagine there's some age differences here going, playing into the mix, so to speak. I have some older relatives who have a Lincoln, which is connected, of course, using the sync system, and they being from a different generation, they're in their 80s, and they don't like it at all. And then you'll talk to somebody in their 20s who has one of these systems, and they totally are into it. So a lot of it depends on the user capability to be able to navigate through what at times are pretty difficult commands.
Well, you have a demographic issue here because the way the economy is going and has been for several years, it's older people who can afford to buy new cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's older people who hate these devices. And on top of that, you now have there were three studies published in the last year that academic studies now because there's a NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is very much interested in driver distraction versus vehicle telematics or electronics, however you want to phrase it. And those studies are starting to show what the Federal Aviation Administration knew 40 years ago, which is if you take your eyes off of the road for more than 1 second,
mm-hmm.
1 second, right, your risk of having an accident goes up, depending on what you're doing, 6 to 21 times compared to just driving the car and operating traditional radio and headlight controls.
I can believe that. Certainly, BMW, a number of years back when they first introduced the iDrive system, and many other auto manufacturers have followed suit. Audi has got a system called MMI. Mercedes has got their system. Lexus has got a system as well. But I remember the first generation of the iDrive system from BMW being so complicated that I remember peering into some vehicles parked in my neck of the woods, you know, at meters like a brand new BMW, and you would see the owner's manual right there on the passenger seat.
Which, as we know, reading while trying to drive is worse than drunk driving as far as incidence of accidents going up. A couple observations, Bob. If you'll notice, BMW has reintroduced knobs, as
yes.
in more knobs, traditional knobs, radio and HVAC knobs, after their disastrous experience with iDrive. And I would just say that the two companies that do the best job right now, Lexus for sure, the luxury division of Toyota, and
mm-hmm.
Honda. If you get into any new late model Honda, you will have large knobs and clearly labeled controls. In fact, almost to the point of parody, but we go back to this problem, which is everybody over the age of 40, which is to say the majority of new car buyers, needs bifocals or something, and you need large, clearly labeled controls in the car.
It's very true what you brought up, Ken, about driver distraction. We'll continue to talk about this here on Auto World and invite your telephone calls if you have any questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. That's my two-year-old. That's Lucy in the background here chiming in a little bit on the show. But we would love for you, our Auto World listeners, to chime in either via that toll-free line or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. That is the email address. And again, that's my daughter, Lucy. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,824.68, $9,1234 for a half ounce, or $456.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,824.68, $9,1234, and $456.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here on Auto World. We so appreciate you being with us. Ken Zeno is with us. Ken has got a great website. It's autoinformed.com. He is a publisher, and we're talking about distracted driving and the ever-increasing number of electronic devices within vehicles and even simple things like turning on your climate control and switching radio stations can be, in some vehicles, quite a difficult task. But, Ken, as you pointed out, BMW and a variety of other makers have gone to redundant controls, so you have not only the computer controls, but but you also have traditional knobs, and even though it makes for a little bit of a cluttered dashboard, according to some folks, I prefer that myself.
Nothing wrong with radio knobs and headlight switches, Bob, and I really don't have anything else to say on the subject. I mean, keep it simple and stay focused on the task at hand, which is driving. It is, a car is not a computer platform. Driving is the task.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could, I noticed at the top of the show you mentioned the passing of Chris Economaki, and mm-hmm. he was a great sportscaster, racing sportscaster, and a man who stayed focused. And if I could, I'd like to just tell one story about Chris.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think just says it all. If you remember back in the 80s, McLaren was dominating Formula One racing. They were winning construction championships, constructors' championships, and driver championships year after year after year. The only real challenger was Williams, and it was seldom evident. And every race, it was just a question whether the number one McLaren car or the number two McLaren car was going to win. Chris Economaki was hired by ABC to do the color commentary on Formula One racing during this period because of his vast background, which went back to country fair, you know, public announcing mm-hmm. on dirt tracks. And so Chris is doing this for a while. And once there's a race, and I'm watching it and live, and once again the two McLarens are out front, and Chris finally, after sitting through a lot of this, says into the open mic, "I've seen better racing in a cornfield in Iowa on Saturday night."
Very good story. I like
that. ABC fired him, Bob.
No kidding.
So I'm going into the New York Auto Show, the press room at the New York Auto Show, and I walk in, and there's Chris standing there, and I say, "Chris, I'm sorry to hear about your ABC gig." And Chris looked at me, and he said, "Ken, they bought my voice, not my mind."
That is so true. And another thing that really differentiates Chris Economaki from some more modern-day broadcasters who are really, in my opinion, not really broadcasters, is they'll ask a 30-second question of a driver, and then the driver has a one- or two-word answer. Well, Chris would ask a very brief question, allowing the driver to really express his opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Chris was a master of Journalism 101, which is, as you point out, is you ask the open-ended question and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
The mistake I see made over and over again in the business these days is the broadcaster, journalist, print, I don't want to pick on any one segment, they half the time, it's not a question, it's a statement.
Yes.
From the journalist. And you don't get much information that way.
No, you don't. It's not what journalism is supposed to be, which is fair and balanced, unbiased, straight down the middle of the road. It seems like today in the broadcasting world, in the media world, there are a lot of folks behind the microphone who want their opinions expressed first before we hear the opinion of whoever they're interviewing.
Yes, one of the interesting things, I mean, it's a little bit off topic for an automotive show, but as you know, the Tigers are probably going to take first place in Major League Baseball. But MLB, Major League Baseball, as part of their web broadcasting now, allows you to choose whether you want the home team feed for the broadcasters or the opposing team feed, or you can even overlay the radio feeds on this. What this is starting to do is it's creating competition out there, and just over the last 2 years, I mean, I have learned an awful lot about different broadcasting styles in baseball, and I think it's ultimately going to improve the broadcasting game.
That's good news to hear. I mean, I've always been a fan of radio play-by-play of baseball versus television play-by-play. The announcers tend to be a lot more gifted.
Well, and I think to bring it back to the automobile business, there are so many sources of information about automobiles, right? that you can very quickly go up on the web and listen to Bob Long on the radio, and you can hop over to Consumer Reports or go over to Auto Informs, and you can very quickly scan and see what the various aspects of whatever it is you're researching, whether it's a new car or an auto repair service or quality ratings. You can very quickly now get at least a broad-based overview of where the arguments are.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point, Ken. Let's talk about some of the cool stories that you've got up right now, including a story about Honda, which is getting, of course, they've been in the aircraft business for quite some time, but they've just recently broke ground on a new maintenance hangar. Tell us a little bit about this facility down in North Carolina.
Well, it's their next step. I mean, Honda announced several years ago, I mean, back in 2006 or something, that it was going to apply its engine engineering skills to aviation and build a small business jet. Small business jet, just for the listeners, is about a $5 million starting price. And they said, all right, we're going in this, and they did a joint venture with General Electric. Now, Honda's an interesting company because at heart, Honda is really a maker of engines, and then they find applications for the engines, whether it be motor scooters, automobiles, this impending business jet, or lawnmowers. I mean, you name it. Honda
right.
makes engines, right? So that they've just broken ground on this hangar in North Carolina. They're about 2 years behind. It turns out that it's much tougher to certify an airplane to FAA standards than they thought. The issue is going to be the Japanese in the automobile business pretty much came in and hurt the Detroit 3 automakers, just took the business away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a rerun, maybe, because you got Honda up against Cessna Aircraft, which dominates the business jet segment in Wichita, Kansas. The difference this time is that Cessna, unlike the Detroit 3 in the 70s and the 80s, has built a global business with its Citation line.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a battle royal to watch.
Well, Ken, we'll have you back with us real soon to report on that and many other stories. In the meanwhile, everybody check out autoinform.com. Ken, thanks for your time here today.
And all your listeners, don't get caught sitting on your seatbelt.
Very good. Straight ahead, Bob Barsha from Speed TV.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals, GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load. Means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Much for joining me here today on Auto World. We've got all kinds of great guests joining us on the broadcast, and we bring forth another great guest. I have a tremendous amount of respect for this gentleman. He is the voice of Formula One, as well as Barrett Jackson on the Speed Television Network, Bob Varsha. Welcome to Auto World. How you doing, Bob?
Doing great, Bob. Good to be with you again.
Well, unfortunately, we've lost another automotive icon, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to share some memories and talk about the dean of all motorsports broadcasting, Chris Economaki, who passed away recently at the age of 91. And certainly you have lots of memories working with Chris, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, Bob, although I think we all knew that Chris has been in failing health for some time, it's always a shock when something like this happens, and certainly it's the end of an era. I knew Chris for about 30 years, and unlike a lot of young broadcasters coming into the business, I didn't have a history with the sport. I grew up in the suburbs of the same city as Chris Economaki did, but I was doing other things, and when I got into motorsports, then I suddenly had a very steep learning curve. So being around a guy like Chris Economaki and soaking up his lifetime in the sport, going back to his first board track race he witnessed in his near his home in New Jersey back in, well, he was when he was 6 years old, and he dies at the age of 91. So, I mean, that was a life never focusing on anything other than motorsports, even during his service time during World War II. Chris was simply the man. He was unafraid to ask the most direct question. He knew that racing was not only a competition, an athletic competition, but it was also a form of entertainment. And you needed to be entertained as well as informed if you were a fan and were going to remain a fan into the future. So his career touched every part of the sport, from writing about it to broadcasting it to working as a stooge, as gophers were known back in the days of the midget circuits around the country. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis, Daytona, Le Mans, all the great races around the world. He was there. He had been a promoter, a PR man. And so he had this incredible spectrum of experience and job skills that he was willing to share with anybody who had a question to ask. And I miss him already.
That is so true. I mean, he is so beloved by anybody in the broadcasting realm, anybody that grew up watching all the great coverage, ABC's Wild World of Sports, as well as his time with CBS. And as you said, he covered every form of racing imaginable and started out in the business as a print journalist at a very, very young age. Tell our listeners a little bit about that side of Chris.
Well, he got involved with what would become National Speed Sport News, basically because I think he saw it as an entree to get into the racetracks. He was suddenly a reporter, and he had a media pass. Although he started actually selling the newspaper, he was soon contributing articles and photographs, and his camera, he used to say, was his media pass, and that got him into virtually all the races he wanted to go to. And in fact, a lot of the guys later on who worked for Chris wrote and shot for Speed Sport News for free, simply because it was the one publication that you wanted to be in, whether you were a media member or a driver or a team owner or a racing series. If you weren't in Speed Sport News, you weren't major league. And again, Chris was all over the paper. He eventually acquired it. He was its editor since 1950. He was its publisher. And it's just a shame, I think, that, you know, late in life, Chris lived to see the print media begin to be eclipsed, or if not totally eclipsed, by the arrival of the Internet and the influence of television and electronic media. But I'm sure if I'd asked him about it, Chris would have said, you know, it's just the way of the world, and as long as it's good for the sport, it was fine with Chris.
And that's a really big point that you bring up, as long as it's good for the sport, because as you have pointed out, I mean, Chris was an ambassador for the sport. He wanted more people excited, like he was excited about motorsports. That was always part of his broadcasting. It was always part of what made Chris Economaki the great man that he was.
Absolutely. I mean, Chris knew that this is a dangerous business and that these people were not only making a living and not only doing something that was satisfying to them, it was also thrilling, and the risk of injury or worse was always there. And I think that's something he was always appreciative of, that drivers would go out and do this day after day, week after week, year after year. And I think he found that personality type very much fascinating. And he just loved to write and talk about these people. And I think that attitude affected his own work. He was always just trying to get yet one more story on, one more opportunity to get in front of an individual that he thought the fans wanted to hear from.
That is so true. And he dabbled a little bit in racing himself at a very young age, a teenage kind of trial. And he knew right away after his first race that it wasn't for him. It was just too frightening. And as you and I have talked about in the past, I mean, these early racers, I mean, they were true daredevils because compared to the safety equipment that's available today, these guys were truly like astronauts blasting off into space, not knowing what to expect.
No question about it. They were heroic individuals in the broadest sense of the word. I think a lot of us got into this business after finding out, whether in a race car or being driven by a driver in a racing car, and I've certainly had my share of those experiences, that what drivers do, what racers do, is entirely different. I mean, my speed colleague David Hobbs laments the fact that people think driving a racing car is just like going to the grocery store, only faster. But it's not that at all. It's a completely different set of physics and a different kind of cardiovascular fitness. And the very theory that racing drivers are not athletes is simply ludicrous. And again, that was part of the code of chivalry. I mean, these guys were very much knights in shining armor to Chris, and that's what he tried to convey in his stories.
And all throughout his career, even up until the latter years. I mean, Chris stayed friends with a lot of these great racers, and that's something, too, that differentiates the type of reporter that Chris was compared to some of his more recent contemporaries.
Well, certainly. The business has changed a lot, but Chris's reputation was cast in stone, and even when he got to the point when he couldn't travel easily because of his advancing age and his health, I mean, there was always someone, a car owner with a private jet, who was willing to give Chris a lift, or a promoter who was willing to send a plane to bring Chris, because I like to joke, he was kind of like the Goodyear blimp. If you didn't have Chris, you weren't a big-time event, mm-hmm. and it was always good to have him around. And his name adorns the doors of press rooms around the country, and he is enshrined in various halls of fame, and the ones he's not in already, he will be in the years to come, I'm sure.
No question about it. Bob, take us back to a big moment for you in 1987 when you got to share the broadcast booth with Chris. Tell us about what it was like and perhaps some funny experiences that happened during that experience that day.
Oh, gosh. There are so many stories about Chris. Everybody has them. Everybody likes to imitate his trademark cackling voice. But in my story, I actually knew Chris for about 5 years. I had worked with him along with Ken Squire and at various races around the country doing one thing and another. But the first time that Chris and I actually sat shoulder to shoulder in a broadcast booth was in 1987, my very first Formula One race. I had been called in at the last minute replacement for Jackie Stewart. So I was a little unsure. I didn't have
come back on the other side, Bob. We'll have you give us the complete details on that story. You're listening to Auto World. If you have a question, the number is 855-660-1461, 855-660-4261.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And we are remembering a truly remarkable gentleman who recently passed away at the age of 91. He is the late, great Chris Economaki, the Dean of Motorsports Journalism. And sharing memories of Chris with us is Bob Barsha, who is the voice of Formula One and Barrett Jackson on Speed Television. And before the break there, I wasn't watching my clock. 1987 was the year, and as you pointed out, this was an opportunity, Bob, for you to do your first Formula One race for ESPN back in the day. And you had known Chris for about 5 years, so take us back to that those days and the broadcast in 1987.
Well, I was a little unsure of myself, Bob, because I'd been called in at the last minute and didn't have time to do as much preparation as I'd like to for my Formula One debut. But I had Chris, and I felt pretty confident in that. So off we flew to Austria and drove into this beautiful racetrack, and into the paddock we go, and Chris starts marching straight to the Elf Lubricants hospitality motorhome to get something to eat. And being a rookie, I asked Chris, you know, are we allowed in there? And Chris turned around and said, of course, that's why it's here. So off we go, and within 5 or 10 minutes, Chris is sitting there with a plate of food on his knee and holding court in front of a room full of top European journalists, telling them stories about the good old days in American racing, from Indianapolis to California, and board tracks and midget races, and A.J. Foyt and Richard Petty and Phil Hill and Dan Gurney and Mario Andretti, and the list goes on and on. And sure enough, in the months that followed, a lot of those stories turned up under their bylines as being told by the great Chris Economaki, which was a real eye-opener for me because I had no idea that Chris was as highly regarded over there in Europe as he is here in the United States. So that certainly expanded my respect for him.
Absolutely. Chris leaves behind two daughters, Tina and Corinne, and I'm just curious, are his daughters motorsports aficionados?
Well, it's safe to say I think Tina is not. Corinne worked with the newspaper for a while, dabbled in the electronic media for a while, but eventually the company, the newspaper, folded, although it has been revived recently by a trio of entrepreneurs, including my Speed Television colleague Ralph Shaheen.
Oh, wonderful.
And you can find the revitalized nationalspeedsportnews.com, and there is a print edition of the magazine, which has switched from a weekly to a monthly, but it is now in full color in a glossy format, and I urge your listeners to go out and pick up a copy and enjoy.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of your other duties at Speed. Of course, we all love Barrett Jackson, and from an event that was just started by two gentlemen who were friends in Scottsdale, Arizona, many, uh-huh. many years ago, 40-plus years ago. I mean, it has expanded so much under the direction of Craig Jackson. We now have four different events a year, the kind of Super Bowl, the Scottsdale event, followed by Palm Beach, and the Orange County event has been going very, very well. And most recently, I was watching you and my close personal friend Matt Stone handle the duties there from Las Vegas. 5 years in uh-huh. Vegas. How did it go this year?
It was great. I have to say, it's you know, we all don't need to be told about what the economy has been like recently, but the car hobby has been remarkably resilient, and I think we're seeing an upturn, which hopefully bodes well for all of us. There were about $23 million in sales between 500 and 600 individual lots, and some of them sold for very, very good money, while others were tremendous bargains, and that seems to be always the case at Barrett-Jackson. There's something for everyone there. I like it, really. It's a program series that rates very well for our network, and I like to think of it as the ultimate reality show, because it is totally unscripted. It is real people spending their hard-earned money on mm-hmm. cars that they love. And, you know, to me, that's fascinating. It's really the ultimate car show for anybody mildly interested in the automobile or automotive history or automobilia of every kind.
And it's really, in my opinion, Bob, done a great service, your coverage on Speed, in bringing new people into the hobby. I mean, a lot of folks who have not been in the realm of automotive journalism, you know, never knew events like Barrett-Jackson existed, and the fact that they could turn on their TV and see what it is like and kind of get caught up in the excitement of it. I think it's done lots of good things in bringing new folks into the hobby.
Well, we certainly hope so, because we enjoy it, and we think it's, you know, it's good for everybody who appreciates cars and their history. It's a lot of fun, and we hope to be doing it for a long time into the future.
And I've noticed in recent times you guys have kind of repackaged the Barrett-Jackson auctions. You tend to run them year-round on Speed, and there was one time not that long ago when you would run just a complete rebroadcast of something that had originally aired, whether back in January or at Palm Beach earlier in the year, but now you've repackaged it into special segments, and you've made some really cool shows out of the Barrett-Jackson material.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we do several things with all of those many hours of live broadcast that we record. We do a series of special editions based on themes, whether it be a certain automobile mark, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Oldsmobile, whatever have you. We also do a collector's edition series on individual collectors and the fabulous conglomerations of cars that they have, why they collect cars, what they like, that sort of thing. It's really the gift that keeps on giving to us at Speed here in terms of programming, because there's so many different ways you can come at it and so many ways you can add information that you weren't able to do during the live broadcast, either because you weren't aware of it or there was insufficient time. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy working on those shows. And meeting these collectors, you know, successful people are fascinating mm-hmm. to me. And they have some very, very different personalities. It's a lot of fun speaking with them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It's a great honor for me also to meet some entrepreneurs and who have done very well in the automotive aftermarket, or folks that have become collectors after inventing something or doing something quite remarkable. They tend to be very interesting folks. Let's talk a little bit about the Formula One coverage on Speed. And there was a big announcement just recently, just within the last couple of days, about Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton, the 2008 mm-hmm. champ, moving from McLaren to Mercedes for the 2013
right.
season. What does this mean for world champion Michael Schumacher?
Well, I guess the short answer, Bob, is it probably means his second retirement and the end of his driving career, although that's yet to be announced. By my unofficial tabulation, there's about five teams that could have a vacancy and would love to have Michael only two, I think, that he would actually consider, assuming he wants to continue his driving career. And those are the Sauber Ferrari team and Ferrari's factory squad, with whom he scored 5 of his 7 world championships and so many victories. But honestly, I don't see him doing either one. I really don't think Michael would step away from his native German factory team and go somewhere else. Now, having said that, I'm the guy who said Lewis Hamilton would never leave McLaren, so I could be wrong, but I think I see Michael heading off into the sunset again. I don't think he'll continue to drive.
In recent times, he certainly isn't the driver that he was years ago. Do you think it's technology, or do you think it's just the normal aging process that a driver goes through?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I think Michael found that even with his legendary fitness level, these cars require even more that he brought to the sport in his original 16, 17-year career. But it's also the technology. I mean, Formula One is an arms race in terms of technology as well as a pure on-track driver competition. It's a garage competition as well, and each team spends untold amount of money inventing the newest gadget, the newest technology, the newest innovation or idea that could be worth a tenth of a second or so. And that's just in the nature of the beast. It's what they do. And so it's very difficult to keep up with that technology, how to operate it, what its potential is, how you incorporate it into the entire engine, chassis, tire package that is any race car.
That is so true. Well, Bob, I really want to thank you for coming on board and paying tribute to Chris Economaki. And I want to thank you so much for your time here today on Auto World.
You're welcome, Bob. Anytime.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.